Hi, how's it going? This is Allison Waite. I'm here with Antonio, and I'm going to ask him several questions about what it's like to be a pre-service teacher. A pre-service teacher is the period before you're actually a teacher, and you're learning all the skills and theories and experiencing all of that before you actually go into the field. So some of these questions are good for people who are also in the pre-service field. All right, question two. What are some ways you found to be successful as a pre-service teacher?
That is a great question. So probably some ways, you know, that I can think of would be, the fact that it, a lot of this revolves around different types of ways, I guess, to teach and also different type of ways to learn. I really find it's so beneficial just to be able to think of, you know, not only what, I guess, what you're saying or explaining or even demonstrating, but how it's also perceived. So I think, being able to see that, you know, through videos, through our instructors as well, and seeing all those new concepts is pretty cool thing to witness.
All right, last question, number four. What are some suggestions or advice that you would give to other pre-service teachers?
Good luck. I would probably recommend thinking of the teachers you've had in the past, whether they were good or bad. Think of their experiences. Think of their experience, and also get a feel of what they actually had to do, the process of what they had to do. I think once you learn the process of what it means to actually be a teacher, whether it's creating lesson plans, you know, different assessments, everything like that, you kind of get a feel of, you know, what their goal is and what they're trying to achieve. And I think from there you'll be able to see if, you know, that's maybe the career or the profession you want to pursue or not.
All right, third question. What are some lessons learned from your experiences as a pre-service teacher?
Some lessons learned would probably be obviously the different concepts that we learn when it comes to teaching, but also how to, instead of just being able to explain or lecture, I liked the fact that we are taught, you know, like, has to be more creative thinking, more engaging, more getting these students to interact and actually not only learn the material, but being able to actually apply the material.
All right, so the first round of questions is the first one. What are some of your current challenges and struggles as a pre-service teacher?
Some current challenges would be that, you know, again, not being in a classroom setting, but also not being able to actually apply what we're learning, maybe even concepts or even, you know, finding new ways and all these different kind of styles of teaching, and all we're doing is really learning about them, but maybe the fact that, you know, we're not able to actually apply them or see how it's applied in an actual classroom setting is probably the biggest challenge for me.
So there you have it. There's Antonio with some awesome pre-service teaching insight. Just take it, do what you want with it. He knows what he's doing, so there you go.